finishing her manicure, so just give her a minute.
Listen, didn't we talk about my inability to multitask? But there's some things that I can still do. If I can't file my nails and have a conversation, just put a bullet in my head.
Well, I'm glad that you can do it, except the listeners and I can hear this scratchy noise of the nail file. I feel like I should, like, you're in prison and I should be baking you a cake to bust you out. Put a file in it.
I am not, but bake me a cake anyway. That sounds delicious.
Good, because I just want to watch you eat more on the show.
Hey, just because you happened to call me at breakfast time.
I know. I actually ate right before I got on with you. So, you know,
I give you... By all means, eat. I want to watch you eat and pee and do all sorts of bodily functions.
You are going to watch me pee soon because... The Go Girl urination devices have arrived to my home. So I'm going to do my maid of honor responsibilities and send out yours today. And then for the next show
should I wear mine under my wedding dress?
That would be awesome. And then just be like, oh, honey, I got to pee.
It's a Diane von Furstenberg wrap dress. So all I'd have to do is just take the top flap open and let her fly. I don't think anybody will care. Not in my family.
The lavender thing hanging out of your hooch.
It's hot pink. People go on the Go Girl site and look. What they're calling lavender is fucking fuchsia. Somebody's colorblind. Maybe it's
well,
me.
Am I the one who's colorblind? It's always good when we start the show off with just love and kindness. The reason, so I'll be sending them out and then we will, you guys may be in for a real treat. We'll see how it sounds literally once we do this, but we've got some scientific experiments to do with this Go Girl thing. So
we are scientific here, and we have got, if I'm going to write any sort of a review, which of course I never promised I would. I don't think I've ever written a review in my life. But if I'm going to write any sort of a review, I can't speak this morning, for the Go Girl urination device, Mama needs to test it out and do some clinical trials.
We're going to be like Peabody and Sherman in the Wayback Machine. And we're just going to be like, let's try this for an experiment. Okay.
Peabody, get it?
I didn't, but I'm so funny this morning.
Wait, okay, so here's the thing. I know we were going to start off with some other stuff, but I have to digress for 1 minute. Have you seen, I don't know everything, so I'm kind of partially talking out of my ass and partially giving my 2 cents, which nobody cares about. But
well, apparently 37 people care enough about it to at least listen to your shit, so go on.
Did you see the thing with Indiana this week?
Of course. Did I see? Which part of it?
Well, they are the
state adjacent to Illinois.
The gay bashing that's going on in Indiana. Have you heard about that this week?
Okay. Are you, let me back the train up just a bit. Are you talking about the law, the freedom of religion law that was passed by those numbskulls over there?
Well, I was more talking about the fact that they changed the name of a street from Broadway because Broadway is where gay people go.
And really?
That's what I heard. This story was on the radio. It was not on CNN. So the validity of it, but it was on April 2nd. It wasn't on April Fool's. Otherwise, I might have not bought it. But apparently, there was some city, and I'll have to Google. We'll Google while we're talking to make sure that
I know Indianapolis has a Broadway.
But they changed the name of the street from Broadway to, because that apparently is too gay for them. But wait until you hear what
Why am I seeing like all the Liza Minnelli impersonations going, I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Okay.
But so Broadway is too gay for them because that's where the gays go. The gays go to New York City. But they apparently changed the name of the street to, wait for it, Cornhole.
No.
Yeah.
Because that's not gay.
That was the best thing I had literally heard,
That
was the best thing I had heard all week. Because apparently, oh no, this is the same. I'm Googling to make sure that it's correct, but this is the same radio station. But they might have...
That's re-damn-diculous.
Yeah, Indiana City to rename Broadway Boulevard because of its association with the gay community. The small town... of Kernelsville, small town, Kernelsville, Indiana.
That's why it's called Cornhole, because This town is named after corn.
I know, but how much of an idiot, how much of a backwoods idiot do you have to be to think, no, we're going to change it from Broadway because that's associated with the gays to cornhole because that's not associated with anything gay at all.
Is the name of the town Colonelsville, like C-O-L-O-N-O-L, yes, as opposed to Colonel, yeah, K-E-R-N-A-L?
Well, because when I first heard it, I thought, okay, well, that makes sense because it's Colonelsville and maybe they grow corn there and they're thinking cornhole and they're just not really thinking. Or they're so backwards and religious and so out of touch with anything even remotely current that they have no fucking clue that cornhole is way gayer than Broadway. And not even gayer, but like dirtier.
I just, whenever I think of cornhole, I think of like someone shoving a rod, yeah, of corn.
Yep.
Or a rod, an ear of corn up your hiney.
Up your, yeah, cornhole. Yep, yep, yep. So apparently, yes, I did hear about the law, the religious freedom, whatever, that they're allowed to discriminate and not sell to gays. But no, Colonelsville is taking it one step too far. And the, in their.
Because the whole thing wasn't one step too far.
Yeah, one step beyond.
You know, it's interesting because that Memories, there's the pizza place called Memories Pizza, I believe. And yeah, they have said that they would not, if you're gay and you come in and ask to have your wedding catered by their pizza place, they're going to say no. Now,
I did hear that. I did hear about that, but seriously, yeah, because that's what I want. How many weddings have you been to that have served pizza?
What? Okay, one, how many weddings have you been to that serve pizza? Two, I know my boys and my girls. They have the best food digs, design, decor of any weddings I've ever been to.
Yeah, I would rather have a gay man throw my wedding than any 10 straight men, first of all. And second of all, a gay man would never step foot in a pizza place to serve pizza at your wedding. They would be completely excommunicated from the gay community.
It's insane. So the fact that these fuckers in Indiana even remotely think that any self-respecting gay person would ever order pizza for their reception.
It gets better because the business owners along Broadway Boulevard banded together and said that, you know, they wanted to change the name. And one business owner actually addressed the city council and said, everybody knows that Broadway is like Disneyland for queers. We're a respectable community full of straight folks, and we don't want anyone thinking that just because we're located on Broadway that gays are welcome, because they certainly are not.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently they are completely wildly out of touch, thinking that their town has no gay people in it. And my thing is, gay people who live in Colonelsville, what the fuck are you doing? Band together and unite. Come on.
Well, going back to this,
put on your sequin ball gowns and get your shit out there and go shop at those stores on Broadway.
Well, what's going to happen? Okay, so I want to get to one thing in a second, but so this Memories Pizza place, like, they had such backlash that they closed. Somebody actually ordered the domain memoriespizza.com and put like all kinds of phallic and rainbow and did a whole like gay pizza page kind of thing. But what happened is the pizza place closed for the safety of their employees because they were getting harassed and whatnot. Somebody started a GoFundMe page.
For the pizza place?
For the pizza place.
The place that wouldn't serve to gays?
Right. So some conservative teabagger person, possibly, without being judgmental.
I don't know that.
Totally, like, started a GoFundMe page. I might have to look that up while we're going through the show and see what.
And I'm reading this story, and it's getting even better because seriously, along the lines of truth is way better than fiction. I mean, you just can't write this shit. You just can't write it. So we think the street should be named after something wholesome, said Dave Cooper, who owns Cooper's Hardware at 138 Broadway Boulevard. Every year we have the annual Cornhole Festival right out here in front of Harry's Pies. So you have Cooper's Hardware and Harry's Pies.
Awesome.
Seriously? It's about as the most wholesome thing there is. So we propose to the city council that Broadway should become Cornhole Way. And the city council listened. Effective April 14th, Broadway Boulevard will legally be changed to Cornhole Way.
I love it.
Cornhole Way. Oh, and there's also a picture of another business right there on Broadway Boulevard called the Teabaggers Emporium.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, it's seriously just now keeps those, getting better. Who
I know, but those
are these people that would name their stores without even really thinking about it. Teabaggers Emporium and Harry's Pies. Pie.
On a non-gay Broadway street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and Teabaggers Emporium, wait. See, I'm pretty sure these dudes are gay because Teabaggers Emporium is owned by Richard Chin and Sook Wang.
So
two men own Teabaggers Emporium. Dick Chin and Sook Wang own Teabaggers Emporium. I'm sorry, but there's gays among you.
Do you think Wang came on Dick Chin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wang definitely teabagged. Wang teabagged Dick's chin for sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My goodness. These poor Chinese people.
But are they... How stupid do you have to be? Those dudes are gay, and they're living amongst you and mocking you.
Dick Chin and
Mr. Wang and with their teabagging, they're mocking you.
You know, it's priceless.
It is priceless because you cannot... Would we have been able to write that for our show? I think not. There's no fucking way I could have come up with anything that brilliant.
Mm-mm. No. Well, so kind of here's my take on this because, you know, these yo-yos and started in Arizona last year and that got vetoed down because the backlash was already starting and certainly Indiana's... I clearly don't know what these people were thinking, that they didn't think that there would be serious backlash. I mean, the NCAA is in Indiana. There's a lot of professional sports basketball players that are saying they don't want the Final Four there, that it's not representative of inclusiveness.
Oh, no. Shit's going down in Arkansas. Yeah. They're saying that people are flooding the Capitol begging.
Indiana or in Arkansas.
Because says the Colonelsville controversy comes on the heels of a similar religious freedom bill being passed in Arkansas.
And then Nebraska.
Hundreds of people were like flooding the Capitol begging them to veto the bill because everybody, if you are a business owner, you got to know that this is going to fuck your business hard because nobody is going to come there or you'll get a flood of people coming there angry, wanting to not give you any money. And then they're going to, you know, fuck your town up and they're going to leave. So good luck with that, man. Good luck with that Indiana, Nebraska, Arkansas. Let me know how that works out for you.
Try driving across the Midwest right now. First of all, you know, you have to go through these states. And so some of my friends that are on spring break, if they're going through Indiana, they are gassing up at the Illinois border and making sure that they do not have to stop in Indiana to do or buy anything if at all possible.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. But there's a lot of collateral damage from this because there are people that do not share the views of this narrow-sighted government.
Then they better get up on their high horses and get on down to the Capitol and force people to, you know, force their legislators to veto that bill. That's what everyone's point is. It's not about, you know, trying to mess with the little guy that doesn't agree. It's about trying to say, well, then you better do something about it because the views of the few should not outweigh the views of the many. So if you're part of the many who are having, you know, difficulty with your business because of the idiot few, then you better get your ass down there to the Capitol and do something about it.
Okay, but I have 2 points to that because this brings up two things. One, that these guys, these men and women who share these views were voted in by somebody.
Yo, yeah. Okay? Yeah, they were
voted in by a majority of the people that voted. That's how you win an election. You get the most votes. So these people were voted in. Whether they realized what the true agenda was going to be, what these people would do once they took office, that's one thing. But two, and this is the positive, because, you know, I always like to turn a frown upside down.
Turn that frown upside down.
What this is doing is it has become so egregious and wrong that it is making people who tend to be complacent about certain issues and not take a stand at all, it is making them have to say something. So yeah. The little guy in Indiana who could care less whether you're gay or straight, he just wants to do his business, he's now has to go and say, I will not discriminate because he's being forced to take a stand or else it's going to work against him. So in the one manner, I think, I mean, in a lot of ways, I think it's actually a good thing because people are going to have to
stand up for themselves. Yeah, you're being forced to stand up. I wouldn't like it either. I wouldn't like, you know, in my lazy, complacent town, I wouldn't like to have to get up and stand up and take a stand for something. But you know what? At some point, it's unfortunate, the situation, but it's happening. And like you said, it can't happen without some big people in power doing it. So,
but we have to remember that we
get your ass down there and make some changes.
We give the people these powers.
Yeah, we do. So take it away.
This is what I'm seeing is the shift in America is that we've got, you know, the PACs and all the money and all of this, and people are getting tired and they're finally saying something. They're not being lemmings anymore. They're done being sheep because they're not, it's affecting them on the daily now. Mm-hmm. You know, politics 40 years ago, we voted people in, they did their job or not do their job, and we kind of didn't care because it really didn't affect us on a personal level. We were able to like just go along, and that's not how it is anymore. So I know that our listeners are very intelligent and astute, and that they are not the kind of people that don't sit around, you know, or that sit around and do nothing. So we're preaching to the choir here. Anyway.
Preaching to the choir.
So I had something fun. Superfan Dan, I don't know if you saw, he posted on our page.
I did. What was that all about?
So he went to an improv show a couple nights ago, and they asked for a suggestion of a podcast, and he said, Double Bubble with Girk and Keek.
Nice.
Yes, and then I guess he came back and told me that another group came in after that and liked that suggestion so much that they did a thing with it. So we're legitimate.
We're legitimate.
In Chicago Improv Theater, we've now been named.
Because they used us in a bit?
They used us in a bit.
They used our suggestion in a bit.
Yeah, nice. So that was nice. Thanks, Superfan Dan.
Thanks for the shout-out, Superfan Dan.
Yeah. Okay, and then I just want to kind of like bring an update to a story that we did some time back. If you recall, there was a gentleman named Paul Bennett in England who was arrested for having sex with a mailbox in a mall.
Oh my God, yes I do.
Yeah, and remember how we talked about what he did? Did he stick his dick in the mail flap or what? Apparently he rubbed himself, you know, he took himself out and he masturbated onto it while screaming, wow, wow. Wow.
So he didn't actually use any parts of the mailbox to help him get off. He just rubbed himself off next to a mailbox and came on top of the mailbox?
I guess he rubbed himself on. In any case, yes, he. So that story happened last September. Well, he was just convicted Thursday.
Shit, that took a long time. Of what, public indecency?
Two counts of indecent exposure and using threatening and abusive words with abusive behavior.
So masturbating is considered abusive behavior in England? Here, I think it would just be like a lewd act, public indecency and like a lewd act, but that's considered aggressive behavior?
How would you feel if you were the mailbox? I think that was very abusive.
Well, it depends. Are we dating or no?
Here's what I don't understand, because he is now a registered sex offender.
Well, yeah, if you masturbate in public, I mean, you're going to be a registered sex offender, right? Would you be, if you got caught masturbating in public here, would you be a registered sex offender?
Well, when I was caught masturbating in public, what do you mean? How would I know? I don't know what happens to those people. Come on. All right, look it up.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you got a friend and you know a guy. I got a guy who knows a guy who masturbated in public and now he's a sex offender. Okay, yeah, so now poor Paul Bennett is
a sex offender. And, of course, as you recall, he was required to go undergo alcohol treatment and then pay the lady who reported thing $75.
That's right. He had to pay her for her mental duress. But wait, that's where I kind of go, shouldn't there be some asterisks on the registered sex offender site? Where, I mean, I know that they give you categories where it's like registered sex offender because it was with a minor, registered sex offender because it was, you know, with the this or that. Like they you can get a little bit of information, but they should have the asterisk for the poor like 18-year-old who had the angry dad of the 16-year-old when the two of them had sex. I mean, There really
I don't
needs
even
to
think
be,
that should be a sex
They need
offense,
to differentiate but... between that poor kid and the kid who, or the guy, the man who serially molests small children, to this guy who's a fucking drunk and just, you know, happened to beat off in public on a mailbox. There needs to be some guidelines, don't you think?
I certainly appreciate your sense of justice, but apparently this will not be...
No justice for poor Paul Bennett.
No justice for Paul Bennett. All right. So, yeah, so that happened. I read a story, too, about a woman. Now, how do you feel? I mean, do you get really irate if someone's dog poops in your yard?
I am not... Well, I haven't really experienced it, but I have to say that my dude yelled at somebody, or not yelled, but kind of got on a woman, and I said, babe, these are our neighbors. Like, you know, this is a community where everybody knows each other. You got to watch it. And he said, well, I looked out the window and I saw her dog take a shit in our yard. And then I saw her start to walk away.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say? And I said, so he went out there and said, hey, are you going to clean up after your dog? What? Oh no, he didn't go. Yeah, he did. It's right there. I just watched him through. So that he said he didn't get a little aggro until she tried to claim that he didn't. The dog didn't.
And yeah, then he was like, shaming.
Yeah, he did. Right there. That big steaming pile of shit 2 feet away from you. That was from your dog. Clean it up.
And so, what'd she say?
I don't know, because I wasn't there. She cleaned it up. I mean, she was like, oh, sorry. I didn't.
And she went, sorry. I didn't know that I was standing still for 3 minutes when my dog was taking a dump.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, you know, I don't know who it was or which neighbor it was, because I'm like, you know, these people are walking in our neighborhood. They're not driving in their cars to our neighborhood to walk their dog. They're walking in our neighborhood, which means they're neighbors.
Which makes it even worse. Good for him. Good for the guy, because I am not a fan. If you're taking
your
dog for
a walk. No, I'm not a fan. I would have said so. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have gone out and said, but the difference between me and him is that he comes across a little more aggro because he's, you know, 6'2". He's a big guy and he can get in. I'm sure he probably was like, hey, you're going to clean up after your dog? Whereas I probably would have said, excuse me, are you planning on picking that up? You know, your dog just left a steaming pile of shit with corn eyes in my yard. No, I don't know what I would have done. I'm sure I probably would have said something because I'm not fucking cleaning it up. I'm not touching your dog shit. I don't have a dog because I don't want to touch shit.
Right. So I'm not a big fan of it either. And I think that most people at this point carry bags with them and they do whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently a story out of Florida.
Uh-oh.
Miss Goldberg.
What did Miss Goldberg do? She land her ass in jail again? Fucking Miss Goldberg.
She did get arrested. Her neighbor was walking her dog.
Oh, and did the dog she throw it? Did she get mad?
Pooped in the yard. And she said to the lady, and the other lady was 67 years old.
Uh-oh.
Miss Goldberg's 57. And the neighbor later was 67. So Miss Goldberg says, you know, your dog pooped in my yard. Are you going to pick it up? And they got into a bit of a discussion over it.
Oh, let's role play. Let's role play. You be Miss Goldberg.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Miss Goldberg is which one? The 57-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I don't even know how much role play.
Excuse me. I think your dog your dog pooped in my yard. Could you...
Wait, you cannot be Miss Goldberg because I know what happened in the story and you don't.
Oh, right. Okay, no. You be Miss Goldberg.
You're the neighbor.
I'm the neighbor. Okay, you go.
All right, I'd say, hey, your dog just pooped in my yard.
So?
You gonna pick it up?
What are you gonna pick it up? No.
Oh, you're gonna pick it up, all right.
No,
you're
I'm not.
You're gonna pick it up.
What, who's gonna make me? You gonna make me?
Now you hear the shuffle and everything as the dog poop is picked up by Miss Goldberg. And according to the police report, is smeared on the neighbor lady's arms and shirt and in her face.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just did that. You're such a bitch. What's wrong with you? You just touched my dog's poop with your bare hands. Now we're both covered in shit. You're crazy, lady. I'm calling the cops.
Well, I guess the poop's been picked up, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So
wait, but I hang on. You're crazy, but I'm gonna stand here while you smear poop on me. Don't smear poop on me.
Right.
I'm not running away. Stop smearing poop on me. I'm just gonna stand here. Stop it.
Oh, don't put it on my face. I know you just put it.
Don't put it on my face. Stop it.
So when the police came, Miss Goldberg got written a ticket for committing a crime, a battery or something on a person over the age of 65.
Oh, shit.
So there's like
elder
so
abuse.
Exactly. So she's got nails for like getting the old lady.
For elder abuse.
And Ms. Goldberg claims that she threw the feces at the neighbor and did not smear it on her. That once she threw the feces at the neighbor, the neighbor lady smeared it on herself to trump up the charges.
Oh, that feels good. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to fuck you. You fuck me, I'm going to fuck you. Watch me. Stop smearing it all over me.
I'm 67.
Stop smearing it.
You're going to jail. I'm 67.
Yeah.
Elder abuse.
I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall.
On the fly in that piece of shit?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you just imagine? Girls gone wild. Where was this? In Florida?
Yes.
Was it in Florida?
Yes.
Because those bitches be crazy. If y'all remember, if you've been listening since the beginning, in our like second or third episode, we did talk about the poor gal who got herself arrested for having sex with a bartender outside.
And he wasn't a bartender. Her husband was somewhere. She was because the drinks are so cheap at the old people's home. The younger guys that are like in their 50s.
They were crazy.
And they troll the older women who pay for their cheap drinks. They get really wasted and then all kinds of stuff happens. So that's,
bitches
so Florida.
Be crazy. Retirees gone wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think I read about that story, but I have a vague recollection of hearing about that on the radio. How can you not? What the hell is wrong with you?
Which story are you talking about?
The story about the woman throwing the feces.
Oh, yeah.
Bitches be crazy, man. Would you ever do that?
Would I?
Yes.
Or have I?
Would you ever get so mad at somebody that you would like grab a handful of feces and huck it at them?
I don't know.
Just the fact that you have to think about it, I think, is awesome. Hang on. No, of course, wait. I might. There might be a possibility. There's a couple of my neighbors that I really am not fond of, and I could totally see myself through. Wait, would I have a baggie on my hand, or would I be touching the feces?
That's why I have to think about it.
Would I be actually touching the feces with my bare hands? Because I
would not touch the feces with my bare hands.
Which means that you would now, Your Honor... it is now premeditated feces throwing because Girk actually had a plastic baggie when she does not own a dog, had a plastic baggie in her possession just in case any feces throwing
to
occur.
So then let's go here because this is a slippery slope. What makes throwing feces at someone against the law but throwing a water balloon not against the law?
Yeah, but throwing the water balloon with malicious intent? Usually that's for fun.
What? Oh, come on. So that's the same as what about throwing a snowball at somebody?
Yeah, those are for fun. It depends on intent.
Really? How often do you like getting hit with a snowball?
I think it's intent. If it's a couple of friends out throwing snowballs at each other and one of them starts to get mad because they're like, ow, that fucking hurts, and then they don't stop, then that's different. But there was that teacher a couple of years back. Was it a teacher? Who got pelted by snowballs by the students. It was a snow day. And he called the cops and they got in trouble because they were attacking him. They were harassing him and attacking him and throwing snowballs at it. And he was not playing. He was not part of the play. He was not, that's, I think, different because, snowballs can hurt.
Of course they can, especially if they're
words
ice balls.
Hurt.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So I would have to tell you that would be a case-by-case decision. 98% of the time, no, I would never be involved in anything that degrading. But, there's
you
a certain line I think we
mad
all...
enough that you would huck some feces? Okay, good to know.
I don't know. What about you? You're telling me there's absolutely no circumstances whatsoever where you would possibly throw fecal matter at somebody?
I'm pretty sure no, because I think my anger, my irrational, like, seeing red anger, which I don't really get that, but if I was, like, irrationally and seeing red, because that's, I'm assuming, what happens to people when they do crazy crap like that, no pun intended, but that kind of irrational anger, I think I would snap out of it the moment my hand hit that steaming, stinky pile of shit. I would snap out of it. I'd bend over. I'd go to grab it. I'd realize that my hand is covered in shit. The smell would make me retch. And then I'd be like, hang on, what was I mad about? Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I would never pick it.
I can't yell at you and throw shit at you while I'm.
I would never pick it up. You know what? I just thought about it because I actually came to my conclusion.
I might kick it. I might try to like punt it at them with my foot.
I would never pick up barehanded any fecal matter of any sort. And that being said, my point is that first of all, I would have to be seeing red to even do anything with it. So that's why I can't say unequivocally I would do nothing. I probably wouldn't throw it at you, but if I knew who you were, there could be a sweet revenge. There could be a bag of poop.
Sweet revenge.
There could be a bag of fire poop on your front stoop I ring the doorbell.
Oh, yeah.
There could be, right when you go in the morning to get into your car, there could be some shit at your car door so you don't see it.
Let's clarify that.
There'd be some shit retribution.
So if you're going to fuck with Girk, just know when the police are called that the charges will not really be... anything that's, you know, whatever it was, harassment or whatever she got, or elder abuse or whatever she got charged with, the charges will be way more severe because there will be premeditation, forethought, and some serious retribution at hand.
You would have to prove it was me, and I know that there are cameras everywhere, so I would make sure that I was disguised appropriately, that it wouldn't be like my smiling face in your security camera as I...
Who's that happy redheaded gal that's
lighting a bag of shit on our stoop.
That's leaving a pair. I don't know anyone like that in our neighborhood. Nope, 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 nope. Nobody like that. Nobody cheerful with red hair.
Exactly, because that's what it'd be. Who's that? Look at our security camera. Gosh, she's got a really big smile on her face as she's lighting that bag of poop on fire. Oh, I know who she is.
I know
she's
exactly who
she is. She's an otherwise really nice person down the street. Boy, today she's a big bitch. I wonder what I did wrong to piss her off.
Don't get on your bad side. Listen, you're my maid of honor. Don't give me those looks. Don't give me the stink eye.
I would, but you have known me for almost 20, for at least 20 years.
I've never known you to do anything even remotely like that. That's why I call bullshit. That's why I call bullshit on this whole, like, if I'm seeing red and I'm so angry. Yeah, because that's you.
Oh.
Miss, look at the heart that I left that I saw here. I haven't seen any hearts on your Facebook page lately.
Yeah, really? Dumbass, you should have looked the other day because I just put one up.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're not on Facebook all the time.
No, I'm really not on there ever. Okay, so here's the thing.
Don't judge me.
Judger. So, speaking of social media, my son is 11.
Yeah.
I don't allow him to have a cell phone. I made him buy his own iTouch, save up his own money to buy an iTouch like 3-4 years ago when he wanted an iTouch. And I wasn't going to buy a 7-year-old an iTouch. But he really wanted one, so he had birthday money, he had stuff, so I made him save his own money, and he bought it for himself, and they were like $170 back then. I don't know how much they are now. But, which, a small tangent, is bullshit, because now he's so frustrated because his iTouch is maybe 3 years old, and he can't really get and download any new games onto it because you have to have the latest and greatest operating software, and a 3-year-old iTouch can't be updated enough.
Right.
To get a brand new game on it.
Isn't that
fuck
awful?
You, Apple. Fuck you. You totally cheated in a 7-year-old, now 11-year-old, out of $175. Are you happy? You proud of yourselves?
I'm surprised they don't allow for trade-ins and stuff when you're upgrading because of that.
Sometimes they do, but I don't know if they do on the iTouches, but I'm going to research that because I just think that's sad to take a little kid to the cleaners like that. You can't expect kids are going to be able to buy a brand new iTouch every 3 years. Anyway, so all he has is an iTouch. He bought it for himself out of the principle of the thing that I wasn't just going to buy it for him. And he doesn't have a phone, which he stopped asking me because finally I was like, the next time you ask me if you can have a phone, because he asks me all the time, it's going to be like 5 more years added on to when you get a phone. So because, you know, there are a lot of kids now at his school. He's in fifth grade. He's never anywhere alone where he would, you know, yes, is he after school sometimes, but are there phones there? Yes. Yes. Does he go to the community center, you know, for their after school program sometimes? Yes. But is there a phone and an adult there? Yes. Like, he's never really anywhere where he's alone that he would need to call me. He just wants a phone because he wants to text his friends and he wants to do, you know, Facebook and Instagram and whatever. So I got him a free texting app on his iTouch. You have to be near Wi-Fi to be able to text, but at least, like, you know, if he's at a buddy's house, he can text
me
because they have Wi-Fi. And he's used it some, but, you know, it's not good enough. That's not what he really wants. So I told him our deal was, listen, when you start seventh grade, I will get you, you know, and I might come back, come down on it a little bit just because I did hold him back a year because he's a boy and he's a typical immature boy. So he's one of the older kids in his class, and my nephew, who's the same exact age, is actually didn't get held back and is going to start seventh grade next year. So I might, you know, give him a phone sometime during the sixth grade. However, that was our deal, that when he started seventh grade and he was old enough to be in junior high and old enough to be in places on his own where there's no Wi-Fi, I'll get him a phone because then if he needs to call me. But until then, no. So this week, he really wanted Instagram. And I, as much as I don't want my kid, he's 11, to be on social media, I also know that I can't hold back forever. And there was a little bit of pressure because, you know, everybody else is on it and I feel bad because there's a lot of things that I don't allow him to do because everybody else is doing it. Like he goes to a lot of his best friends are allowed to play all the these rated M for mature games, you know, and he doesn't play them. He sits there and doesn't play them. And he's, you know, he's been good, hopefully, unless he's probably totally fucking lying out of his ass to me about it. But regardless, that's when you kind of go, I really don't want him to be on Instagram, but everybody else is. So I kind of relented and I allowed him to start an Instagram account. And I said, you know, you're only allowed to friend, like you have to tell me who you're friending. You can only friend a couple of your friends and you can friend the family. And that's right. It. Because I don't, you know. So he is, and he's super excited about it. But of course, this week, because he's so excited about it, the moment he gets up in the morning, he's on the phone. Like he's on the phone. I caught him when he was supposed to be getting ready for school, and he's got the phone right, or got his iTouch right there. And I was like, okay, you need to, same rules apply in your free time. But I don't know. I don't know if I just caved. I don't, because my other nephew, who's going to be 14 next month. Can you believe that?
No.
14. He's starting high school next year. And he and, you know, my two nephews, my sister has completely different views about it. My two nephews have had iPhones for probably 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And so they've had Instagram, they've texting, all that stuff.
Right.
They've been doing it for years. But, you know, my older nephew was over when we had the Instagram conversation. And finally I was like, okay, fine, you can start it. And my older nephew was like, you know, Auntie Keek, what? I don't understand why are all the adults so, what's the big deal about social media? I said, well, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. You'll tell me what you think. But in my opinion, social media is not always used for good, especially with kids.
I just had this conversation with
somebody. Kids use it to bully. Kids use it, and whether they're doing it on purpose or not, or they might not even be trying to bully, but kids use it to bully. Kids use it to shame. Kids use it to make others subtly feel bad because all of a sudden, you know, my son was like, hey, why is, you know, my other nephew, he unfriended me or he unfollowed me. And I was like, I don't know. I'll have to look at it and see. Are you sure he was following you and then he unfollowed you? Yeah. I said, okay. Remember when I was talking to you about how it's a subtle thing, but it's the same thing that I get mom shamed on Instagram and Facebook all the time, which is why I don't go on it very often, especially at spring break time. Because I fucking work and I feel bad every spring break that I'm not able to take my kid on some fantastic, fancy, expensive spring break vacation.
You know, you want to know something? That's the real reason about the whole close at the beginning of the school year. Because I don't have kids. So I don't have any kids to give clothes to. That's why I don't like seeing the pictures.
But you have that look on your face that you're fucking with me. You're being a bitch right now. You're being fucking bitch right now.
I thought I might get me off the hook for sounding like such a nasty ass.
Nope.
For not liking
you're
the first
a nasty, you're just a nasty skanky.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I could
grumpy,
go totally
grumpy
with this.
Bitch. No, you're a grumpy, grumpy bitch. But listen.
Who sees hearts everywhere? Let's
who sees
keep
hearts
that
everywhere.
Mind. Keep
so
going.
So that was my thing about it is I said, I understand what it's like too, because as moms, we have to be very careful about what we look at and what we don't look at. I don't go on Instagram during spring break season because I already feel guilty that I can't take my kid to Hawaii or take him to, you know, Disneyland for 3 or 4 days or, you know, some years I have the money to do stuff and most years I don't. And I also, you know, I work and I can't really take time off. So there's that kind of, I said, there's a subtle kind of shaming thing that happens that isn't necessarily even on purpose, but he was like, oh, I don't care. My feelings aren't hurt that he didn't unfollow me. And I said, okay, but I'm just saying that the possibility is opened for your feelings to be hurt when you see pictures of your other friends going to do stuff and of your other things. And you might be doing it because they're just posting pictures because it's fun and because it's Instagram. But the fallout of social media is there is a fallout to always knowing what everybody else is doing.
And especially when they don't include you.
Right.
So all of a sudden you see like Bob, Jim, and Henry are out over, you know, at the skateboard park, but they didn't call you to ask if you wanted to go.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think I'm being, because sometimes like I'm being too, I'm being too hard and too strict.
I had a conversation with my friend and we were talking about, you know, he has someone who's cutting. And he says, you know, what's the matter with these kids? They're so privileged and they're so this. And why do they have all these problems? And I said, you know what? You have to understand something. When we were in school and up until, let's just say up until cell phones really took off. So somewhere, what, in the late 90s where everyone started having cell phones, right?
Late 90s. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So even then. Yeah. So early 2000s. People didn't have access to the social media and to the phones. It didn't happen. People weren't taking pictures. I go, now you could be stepping outside in your lawn and Google Maps takes a picture of you. Somehow now that's on somewhere. It goes viral and maybe you were picking your ass at the time. I'm like, it's just too simple for everyone to scrutinize everything about you. And these kids have, they're way more scrutinized by their peers, by their teachers, by their parents than they ever were. And how do you match with that? Not only are you afraid of maybe something that you have done, but you're afraid that you could be just caught at the wrong point, even itching your nose, just rubbing your finger past your nose and you're 15 years old. Some kid takes a picture of that and now you're the booger picker.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. And so the stress of not only what's happening, but what could happen is overwhelming. I completely understand the anxiety, and because he was telling me that they've had like 3 or 4 suicides this year. I'm like, they're not allowed to be kids.
No, there's and I know my dude has teenagers, and I remember when we first started dating that they, you know, that a lot of times, especially the girl was like, you have no idea what it's like, you know, to grow up. Now, or to be a teenager now, because, you know, it's easy for us to be like, when I was a teenager, and it's like, it's apples and oranges. You can't compare when we were teenagers to what they go through now. You just can't.
Even people that are in like their mid 20s, it's different than what the kids are going through now.
Yeah.
You know, because the kids in their mid 20s, what graduated in like 2000.
Well, yeah, because it's weird to think that social media is so new because it was last year where Facebook did their 10-year, where you could do the montage, the 10-year montage of,
right.
So clearly they've only been around since 2004.
2005.
Yeah.
Right.
Which seems crazy.
But that's what I'm saying.
So that's
what
it feels like it's been forever.
Yeah. So people in their probably the late 20s, they were graduating when this stuff just started. So let's say, honestly, kids in their mid-20s, even them compared to the teenagers now. So just in 10 years, it's a difference because they didn't have it.
I don't know how to combat against that, but maybe I'm letting him go on social media too young, but you know,
he's 11.
A lot
See,
of
I
his
think
friends.
For me, I think 12, I think at 12 you can start, you know, I think it's fair game to start opening up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with, I mean, I don't think if I had a kid, it would just depend on what activities they were involved in, you know, like if they were constantly not here and I need to know, then I probably would get like a phone that only allowed to call here. I mean, I certainly would have restrictions, you know, and they have those phones that can tell you where your kids are all the time and all that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't be a helicopter person. You know who I am? I'd be the woman that got Child Protective Services called on her because I let my 7 and 8-year-old play in the front yard.
You wouldn't be, it cut out for a second. You said you wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't be a helicopter parent. Is that what you said?
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't be hovering over my kids.
Yeah.
But I don't, did that last part cut out too?
No. But are you talking about the story about the woman who they took their, there was a story where they took the kids away or they were in danger of Child Protective Services and they were investigated because the mom let the boy and the daughter, and I think the boy was maybe 9 and the daughter was like 7, let them walk home
to
to the park, and it was a mile away. I personally
I don't know about a mile away. I thought, I mean, I've heard many different stories.
There was the story that I was, I mean, it was a ways away. It was not just like a block down the road. It was, you know, it was like a half mile or a mile. It was a far walk. But she was saying, look, I know my kids. I personally know my son. I would never let him do that. I don't even know I would let him do it at this age. But mostly it's not necessarily because, you know, my son wants to ride his bike to school, or he gave up on that because I was like, no. But he wants to walk home. He really wants to walk home. I live less than a half mile from the school. I live probably, you know, I have to clock it. It might be a half mile. I think it's less than a half mile.
So you don't let him walk home?
Well, okay. So the school is on the corner of a really busy street. The boulevard that I live on is a four-lane, or that I live off of, that he could walk a straight shot up the boulevard that I live off of. That's a four-lane boulevard that's 40 miles an hour. And my street is off of that. So it's great because it literally is just like, great, baby, just walk right up the street, take a right on my street, and I'm a block down. But he has to walk the majority of it up a really busy 40-mile-an-hour four-lane street. Now, granted, he doesn't have to cross the street. So it's not like I'm worried. I am not worried about him not being able to handle walking up a street because he doesn't have to cross over the busy street or anything like that. I'm more worried about other people. I'm more worried that someone's
going to
see
him. Driving
off the
road and jumping the curb?
No, that someone could just pull over in a van and throw him in the back and he'd be gone.
He would have to walk home by himself?
Yeah. Because there's one kid, he saw, there was a couple of times where one of his best buddies who lives a couple of houses down, he saw him walking home. And he was like, mm-hmm. Well, he gets to walk home. We could walk home together. I said, okay, well, that I would consider. But then he talked to her mom. And I guess it was just, you know, she had just had surgery on her knee. And it wasn't like an all the time thing. It was literally just like, you know, that wasn't really a regular thing for her. Because yeah. I was a little surprised. I was like, shit, she's letting her kid walk home alone? I just don't trust it. I mean, we live in a great town, but you look up the, you know, if you look on the sex offender website and there's sex offenders everywhere, you don't know who's around or what's, it's just, I don't know. It freaks me out. I just don't want him walking home alone. I know there's going to be a time where he is, but I just worry about stranger danger.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a topic that we could have a long discussion about because I'm a person that I choose not to live in fear. And so, and
I don't live in fear, but I'm not going to be ignorant either.
No, I'm not suggesting that you do. I'm saying this just about me. I'm not judging anything that you're saying. So I really believe in independence, and I believe that there are ways that we can support our kids to be strong and independent.
I've been letting him stay at the house by himself.
Okay.
Not for, you know, my guy disagrees. He disagrees because he was a paramedic for 7 years and he's seen every possible scenario that can happen with a child. So he freaks out. He doesn't necessarily agree with me. But I have started, you know, it's been a little while, but I started to teach him how to cook. And I did, you know, I occasionally, not a lot, and I don't go far, but if I'm going to be up in the area running errands or going to the grocery store, if I just have to run out to the grocery store or if I have to run up to the store or if I'm up here, I will leave him at the house by himself because he likes it. It makes him feel like I trust him. It makes him feel like he can, you know, be by himself, and it gives him a sense of, you know, importance and maturity. But I'm not going to do it. The other day, you know, I had an audition that I had to get to, and he was like, well, just leave me at the house. And I wasn't sure I was going to be able to take him with me because it was on a studio lot, and they're cracking down and getting really weird about allowing people to bring guests onto the lot with them. And so I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Because potentially, you know how audition situations are.
Yeah,
you could
be
in
hours.
And out in 15 minutes. You could be in and out in an hour and a half. So I didn't want to leave him alone for what could potentially be two plus hours where I'm a half an hour away, 45 minutes away in traffic. That
right.
I was like, oh, I'm not really ready for that yet. But yeah, I've been letting him stay by himself, and I would like to let him walk home. I really would. God knows it would make my life a lot easier. I just think at this age, and he's a smart kid, but you know, kids in general just don't have any fucking common sense. They just don't have it.
I'd like to tell you a story. Do you watch Game of Thrones ever?
No,
okay.
I don't.
So
I think I'm the only one who doesn't.
Well, it's just really for point of reference. So let's just even say in our country in the late 1800s, you know, Skippy at 6 was up at 5 milking the cows.
He had to I know where you're going with this.
The hay.
I get it. He's capable, but it's a different world he grew up in. It's a different, more sheltered world he grew up in. He's an only child, and he's not a tough kid. He's a sweetheart. He's got a really big heart, and he's really trusting.
That's cool.
He's really trusting. He would be the guy that pulls up that says, "Hey, will you help me find my puppy? I lost my puppy." My kid, even at 11, would be like, "Sure, what's his name? Oh, he's at the park. Just get in my van."
You know what? You say, but that's where you come in and teach him.
You know, they did a story on the Today Show where they had the moms who had all spent their entire lives teaching their kids about stranger danger, and they set them up. They did a hidden camera thing, and they set those kids up, and 70% of them got in the ice cream truck.
Okay, and this is what I would do. I'd be like, "Hey, John, okay, listen, don't ever get into someone's car. Don't do this. If they don't know the password is, you know, cup, that mom's cat password is cup, don't get in the car with them. And let me tell you something, John. If you get in the car and you're kidnapped and I have to go through all this pain, you will wish that you stayed with them. Because when you come home, I will kill you. I'll kill you. You will be maimed and you will wish that you had stayed with them. There will be no torture that you will have received that will be worse than what you will live with for the rest of your life with me." So think about that as someone is asking you to get their dog or if you'd like a free ice cream. I love you so much. The end.
I love you so much. But when you come home with that free ice cream and I ask you where you got it from, you better fucking run and go find that stranger and ask them if you can move in.
I am going to bitch slap that rocket bomb right out of your fucking face.
Rocket bomb. What is the deal with those phallic ice cream things that you get off of the ice cream truck?
They're only patriotic looking. They're red, white, and blue. You're sucking an American dick.
They're only sold on the ice cream trucks, but they even have a tip. They even have the tip, the reservoir tip.
And you notice that they get girthy then? I mean, we're trying to see a kid shove that thing in his mouth. I mean, you're like blowing the popsicle. Completely. It's huge. Their mouth's like a burger around it.
Yep. I think that some pedophile somewhere came up with that. Because he's like, listen, at the pedophile convention, he's like, listen, I think what we need to do, pedophiles unite. I think we're all going to instead of making the kids go to the store to buy ice cream, we're going to drive the ice cream to them. We're going to make we could do a van or maybe a truck, like an ice cream truck, if you will. And we'll have different types of ice cream, but they're all going to be penis shaped. We're going to have like a cone that has ice cream that's covered in chocolate that has like
nuts,
sprinkles that has nuts. You know, he said nuts sprinkled on it so we could watch them lick nuts off of a ball. And then we're going to have this other long, like tubular phallic shaped one that literally looks exactly like a penis.
We're going to have the one that they have to push up from the bottom. So
it looks like it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to do that.
But then I also want to, I want to talk to that organization as well, because the music's got to go. If I fucking hear Pop Goes the Weasel one more time,
it's all part of the smoke and mirrors.
It's the Pied Piper of ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the smoke and mirrors, because they play the music and the moms go, "Oh my God, here come the pedophiles," and the kids go, "Oh my God, it's my best day ever."
Yeah, the good humor ice cream truck, not so good humor. When your child has been abducted.
Not so good humor. That's right.
Maybe that's a good reason why I don't have kids, because they would fear for within an inch of their life of doing anything wrong.
Well, and now
and
they sell.
Because let me add an addendum, because I would do this and I'd be like, "I will kill you and you will wish that you were dead. And I only say this with complete love. It's out of love that I say that to you, that I'll kill you."
God bless your pee picking heart. Listen. And now they don't just sell ice cream anymore. Now the new thing is because the ice cream truck comes through our neighborhood, and I don't really ever, although I haven't heard him in a while. Maybe he got arrested. I haven't heard him in a while, but he usually hits up my sister's neighborhood too, because he always makes a ton of money off of that house. Cause whenever they have barbecues all the time on the weekends, and my brother-in-law will just be like, "Here's a 50, go buy everybody ice cream." But usually the thing about it now is ice cream trucks don't just have ice cream anymore. They have all these fucked up toys, the poppers and the the cap guns and all
they
these
had to branch out
wildly, like, wildly inappropriate toys. So now the kids come home with like one ice cream and, you know, $40 worth of bullshit penny toys that are all used to name each other.
You know what's going to be scary is if the pedophiles on the ice cream truck. I know. You know, here's the thing, Keek. Our 37 listeners, someone's going to write in and tell us we're judging the ice cream trucks that they're all pedophile guys. But here, let me know.
Our listeners are not judgers. Our listeners rock.
No.
And they do not judge.
No. Mm-mm. But what if the pedophile ice cream truck guy got really smart and he put Wi-Fi in his truck? What do you think would happen then? They'd all be just surrounded in his truck the entire time. He'd be driving down the street. There'd be like 50 kids behind him because he's got free Wi-Fi.
Well, free Wi-Fi? Fuck that. He needs to put a gaming screen on the side so kids can like play a video game while they're getting their ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, we're helping him.
That's true.
We're really helping him.
I just aided and abetted.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, I think that probably wraps it up for today. Pedophile ice cream trucks.
Think about it, people. Think
Look
about
for
it.
One in your local neighborhood. Is in a neighborhood near you as the days get warmer.
That's right. Not so good
oh,
humor.
Boy.
Hey, but listen, for those of you that do not live in the California area that probably are having spring break now, happy spring break. Our spring breaks are over because our fucking schools in my school district, they all have, we have our spring break at the end of March. Who does that? That's the lamest thing ever.
I've been seeing it like Pat in like the last 3 weeks because like I mentioned to you off the show that it's affecting my business because everyone's traveling so people aren't
it's
buying
flippers. Spring break season, baby. Spring break season.
It is. I'm kind of glad for the break. Like I don't have too heavy of a day so I'm going to get some stuff done. Oh, and you know what to look forward to? We're going to have Ruth on the show. She's out of the hospital. Yay! Yeah, so there's some good, but not all good news. But yeah, so
we'll get more updates later. I know we were going to talk a little more about that, but we'll do more updates.
Yeah, we'll get her on the show, and then we can talk about it with her. And
what's going on with the fam, because you got a lot of stuff going on with the fam right now.
I do, and I have for a long time, and that's okay. They're awesome.
Send them
people.
Our love. Everybody send out some good prayers and good thoughts for Girk's family. They're having, they're going through it right now. They're going through it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Hey, thank you so much for listening yet again. We will see you for episode 38, coming to a podcast near you. And hey, the handcuffs are, it's handcuff season. So please check out their website, www.thehandcuffs.com. You can email us at doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com. I remembered the address this time. And as always, you can find us on Facebook. You know what? I won't let
you know,
thing
this
I
is
to
episode
say.
38. You just
it
said,
is?
Look forward to episode 38. You just listened to episode 38.
Well, if you liked it so much,
listen
again. And then, you know, the other thing, real quick, Superfan Sherry said that we should do like a cafe press door with my grandma picture and our logo for like people to buy t-shirts or bumper stickers or.
Well, yeah, but Superfan Tim said that early on when he first told us he was a super fan. He said he wanted a t-shirt, and we joked around about that.
Yeah, but Cafe Press, like, we could set up that up, and people can buy the shit as opposed to buying us.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to look into that, okay?
And then Superfan Sherry, get right on that. If you could take care of that, that'd be great.
She's busy.
I'm throwing a wedding, and Girk's got some family shit going on. So take care of that, and let us know what happens.
Yeah, she's got her plate full, too. And it was her birthday yesterday, so Superfan Sherry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. See you guys later. Take care.
Bye. I need someone who's clean with a dirty